Yeah, Mr. Media, I'll talk to Sasha Duong, co-star of the absolutely silly smart NBC sitcom Outsourced. Stick around, or they'll get some actor in Hollywood to do my job better and for less.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free download at Stitcher.com. That's Stitcher.com.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are nearly 700 archived celebrity interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by ThePartyAuthority.us. Planning a wedding, mitzvah, or corporate event in the New York, New Jersey, or Pennsylvania area? For any and all occasions, call The Party Authority nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS. That's 1-800-342-5357, where one call does it all. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of lovelorn sitcom characters waiting for their chance to impress a girl on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. Network television has given us some truly memorable character names. Dobie Gillis, Gilligan, Peter Tork, Fonzie. But one from this season has them all beat. Headsets down, it's Man Meat on NBC's Outsourced. Get it? He's Man Meat. My guess, however, is that what seemed like a fall-down funny idea in the writer's room before the season started never really gained the expected traction after the first episode when Man Meat's new American boss, Todd Dempsey, finds it hysterical, but none of the Indian employees understand what's so funny. Man Meat, as played by Sasha Duong, is simply too gentle and sweet a character to keep clobbering with the same one-note joke. As the series developed, they found much better uses for him. Of all the crazy characters on Outsourced, which airs Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. after 30 Rock, Man Meat is the most grounded, the most Indian average Joe on the show. He is its Jim Halpert of The Office or Jeff Winger of Community, providing laughs yet balance in the portrayal of India's call center employees at Mid-American Novelties. And with that, Sasha Duong, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure, my pleasure. I got to ask you, what do fans want to talk to you most about, Cheap American Novelties or your character's name?
You know, like you said, it started off as one of the initial jokes, my character was his name. But as the series has gone on, I think the fans and the support from the show has been mainly towards the character. And, you know, I was quite adamant that I didn't want to play him in a sleazy way, even though he adores women, American culture. I was adamant that I wanted to play him with truth and a vulnerability and a certain pureness. And people have really grown to like the character. And whenever I go, they're like, hey, Manmeet. And it's almost like they know Manmeet personally, which is very sweet.
I think everyone knows someone like that. It's just that the name, I don't think the name, maybe it's just me, I don't think the name has anything to do anymore with where the character started.
No, not at all. I mean, what I'm most drawn to now at this point is the relationship Manmeet has with his boss, Todd Dempsey. Yes, he's his manager, but he's a real mentor for Manmeet. And I always say to Ben, when we play the scenes, it's almost like it's a real brotherly relationship. They both give advice to one another. They're around the same age, and yes, they're from different sides of the world, but they have so much in common as well at the same time. And also, I have a great relationship with Ben Rappaport. We're really close friends as well. I think that shows on screen.
Hmm. I thought it was interesting in one of the recent episodes where Dietrich Bader's character, and I apologize, I don't know the actor's name, the fellow who plays Gupta, they form a bit of a bond, and it seems to, I mean, that seems to match up with what you're talking about, that that Todd and Manmeet seem to have a bit of a bond. And I guess it's one of those things that as the show develops, the writers see different things that maybe than what they expected in a pilot.
Yeah, I mean, we have a team of approximately 18 writers. And then from what you do as an actor, the writers will start writing specifically for you, you know, they do such a fantastic job. And, you know, from what you bring to the table, they'll take that on board and write it into the series. I think also what's great about Outsourced, which is why I was drawn to it from the beginning, is it's very much about the West as it is the East. And people often assume that the gap between the two is huge, but I think what Outsourced is doing is bringing the two together, and that's done mainly through the characters. I think that's why people love the show, because, you know, the characters are incredibly relatable, individual, and lovable as well at the same time.
I think there's been a great payoff for those of us who got past a bit of controversy before the season started and stuck with the show. I've talked about this on other shows. Rizwan was on, and actually Ben was on also. And it just seems to me that the show has hit this nice pattern of having a lot of crazy characters, but there's that kind of sweet underlying narrative that goes with it that makes up a lot of the shows that NBC has on Thursday night.
Yeah, it does. The show has a real heart, which is so important. I'm always adamant when I play the character. It's like, yeah, you know, we play the comedy, but we always play the truth as well. And that's important because, you know, the audiences will really stick with the characters. You know, wherever they go, the audience will be, you know, with them every step of the way. Mm.
So what's ahead for Manmeet as the first season winds down?
Well, we've just finished our season finale. I'm not going to give away too much, but I think everything in the season so far has led to the finale for Manmeet. And he's met somebody, and this person is going to be coming over to India to see him, and they have an amazing couple of days together, and it was great because, like I said, you know, everything that Todd had taught me was suddenly put into place in the season finale.
Now, is this Debbie or is this someone else?
This is Ashlyn, who we've met in an earlier episode. But I'm not going to reveal too much about what happened. But again, they wrote it so well. You know, it was very funny, but also very sweet at the same time.
I apologize. I must have missed that. I did not know about Ashlyn. I'll look forward to that.
Well, there was an episode recently on Valentine's Day where it was brilliant. And Todd taught Manmeet about this idea of juggling and double dating. And Manmeet had a double date with two women, but it was all done over Skype video chat.
I'm very sorry, I missed that. I'll go back and catch up on that one. I don't know how that one skipped by. It's I have my daughter usually in control of the DVR and making sure that we catch all these. So I'll go back to that one. Now I'm hopeful that NBC feels patient with your show as it was with Community. Having shot the finale for the season, do you have any sense yet of what lies ahead?
You know, it's looking incredibly positive. And, you know, I'm just really proud that, you know, as the series has gone on, you know, the episodes are getting bigger and more ambitious. The characters are developing. So from my point of view, I feel there's so much more of the story to tell. And, you know, fingers crossed for second season. You know, I'm hoping that even maybe Manmeet will go over to America and meet Todd's friends and family.
Interesting.
Fingers crossed.
Interesting. I know when I talked to Rizwan, I suggested to him that there had to be an episode in the future where he and Todd, his character and Todd change roles. That seemed in sitcom land to be inevitable.
Yeah, no, that would be fantastic. Yeah. I mean, like I said, you know, there's so much more. I think we've planted the seed there now, and I think let it grow.
Well, you've also had the benefit that of something that no other sitcom has had, and that's a very unusual time slot, 10:30, where I'm guessing, even though you're following 30 Rock, that the pressure's been a bit off there, I think.
I know. I mean, you know, it's nice as well. You know, we move time slots, but it also means that, you know, we attract a different audience as well. You know, the time slot could potentially lose a game. You know, even though we've moved time slots, it's been great. But sometimes when you do move it to a later time slot, the show can change quite dramatically. But you know, the writers and the creative team have always stuck to what they initially set out to do, and that's the most important thing.
Well, folks, you can see actor Sacha Dhawan as Mamit every Thursday night at 10:30 p.m. on Outsourced. It follows 30 Rock on NBC. Sacha, are you on Twitter or Facebook? Can people find you there?
Yes, I'm on Facebook, and I think it's very important to keep in touch with the fans of the show. So I was on Facebook. I was trying to keep in touch with everyone and hear their feedback. So, yeah, I'm always there.
Well, Sacha, good luck. My fingers are crossed for a second season, and thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
For more original interviews with your favorite NBC sitcom stars, surf over to our main website, mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media Radio, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com. You can also follow Mr. Media on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening.
Hey, folks, this is comedian Mark Maron, and what the fuck? Why are you listening to Mr. Media Radio?